Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women, hosted by Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington. Today we have the pleasure of speaking to Lillian Chorua, a Harare-based lawyer who has taken it upon herself to start a trust called the Quadruplets Club Trust of Zimbabwe to assist families that are blessed with quadruplets. Ms. Chorua says she took up this initiative to start the trust after following the story of the Mutasa family, where 20-year-old Alice Mutasa and her husband were blessed with quadruplet girls several months ago at Harare Hospital, but are still at the hospital because they do not have adequate accommodation. Ms. Chorua took it amongst herself to start the trust so that she can be able to raise enough funds to find accommodation for the Mutasa family and others that may face such a predicament in future. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Ms. Chorua.
Thank you very much, Marvelous. I'm humbled indeed to be on your program.
Ms. Chorua, you have taken the initiative to set up a trust for Zimbabwe's quadruplets that are still at Harare Hospital. Tell us a little bit about this effort that you're making to try and get them released from the hospital.
After visiting the Kwazin Hospital some time back and talking to the parents, I saw the need in the agency in finding accommodation for them. So what I've done basically for now is I've registered a trust for them, which will benefit other Kwazi as well in trying to fundraise for accommodation for the Kwazi. So at the moment, our utmost agency is in acquiring a conducive place of residence for the parents and the babies.
What moved you as a woman to take this on?
Well, I guess it's maternal instinct. What has happened to Alice, I kind of relate to it, of what happened when I was in my 20s, because I also had my first child when I was 20. And I remember being very, very helpless with a baby. Here I am, I'm 20 years, and you don't even know how to change a nappy, and there's nobody else to assist you. And I guess that's what moved me. And taking into consideration that this story was slighted twice in our local paper in Zimbabwe, I just felt I'm the kind of person who doesn't believe in just seeing and letting things go by. If I see a problem, I want to do something about a problem. So I guess that's what has prompted me to try to assist a helpless couple, a young couple, so that they can have a normal, decent family environment.
Tell us a little bit about this couple. You say that you initially just went to visit them and you were providing them with money for food and diapers, but you later on saw a greater need. Tell us a little bit about that.
The Mutasas, the husband is called Meshek and the wife is Alice. Meshek is 25 years old and Alice is turning 21 years old. And coincidentally, I share the same birthday with Alice. So I guess the bonding is getting stronger. And they stay in Mbare in a one-room house. They've got a four-year-old boy. Currently, they rent a one-room at a certain house in Mbare, and there are other lodgers who actually stay in the house. That's the reason why the hospital could not see it fit to release the child to such an environment.
Tell us about your trust. What is it called? And for those that want to contribute, how do they go about it?
The trust that we formed is called the Quadruplets Trust Club of Zimbabwe. We've opened a CAPS account with CAP, where we are trying to source funds to deposit so that they can give us a house. And we also have a Bila code, Econet Bila code, where people can deposit through EcoCash. And for those who want to donate money in Zimbabwe through EcoCash, we've got a Bila code, which is 81741. I'll repeat the number, 81741.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Ms. Lillian Chorua, for having been our guest on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women.
Thank you very much, Marvelous. I'm humbled to be on this program, and may God bless you too.
The Women's Forum was hosted by Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington.